Welcome to the Bleep Bulimia podcast with guest Krista Elsa, owner of Elive Health. Hi, everyone. I am Lorianne. I'm the host of Bleep Bulimia. And today I'm so pleased to have Krista Elsa with me. She's a nurse practitioner, and she's also the owner of Elive Health. And she works with women to find the root cause of symptoms. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Perfect. So I always like to know, so what's your background and how did it bring you to where you are today?
Yeah, so I've been a nurse since 2000. And when I became a nurse practitioner, my degree is in family practice, but I worked primarily with women and men who are seeking out hormone replacement and weight loss. I just found over and over again that I could get them to a spot where they felt good for, 3 months, and then they just kind of came back in feeling tired or the weight was coming back on. So it got me thinking, how can I really serve these people? And I found functional medicine, fell in love with it, got certified in it. So I've spent a couple of years training in that. And really what that is a study of root cause. So why are people tired? Why are women coming in at age 40, without enough hormone already, sometimes even younger. So it's been just really fascinating. I left that practice to create my own online virtual practice because that gives me a lot more time and space to spend quality time with people and really get to the root of what could be going on. My focus is really on helping women who are ambitious to get their energy back, hormone balance, gut health. That's really my passion because we get to live life and live it amazing, right? So, and when you don't feel good, you don't step into your power. And I really believe that, once we can start to feel good in our body, then we can start to do the other work that we all need to see. We all need to live in our power. So.
Absolutely. And I would imagine that hormone imbalance can also be the cause of anxieties and, because I know that that's something that a lot of people are talking about today. And I know that we're going to be moving on to, we talked about going through menopause. I think that's important because this podcast being about bleep bulimia with a focus on midlife and that there has been show that there are some women starting into bulimia in their 40s because of these changes. So if you can speak a little bit more to that, that would be great.
Yeah, the 40s are an interesting time, me being in it as well. It's kind of that peak of where everything kind of comes up to a point, right? Like we've got a lot of stress. A lot of us are in the middle of a job or we're building a new business. We've got children who are, maybe they're not toddlers, maybe they are. But, in any case, we still have a lot of responsibility. So we've got family responsibility. We've got work responsibility. And then there's just that time of life where you start to sort of wake up to what do I really want my life to look like? And sometimes that can cause some internal struggle because they see how far they have come and how far they want to go and what they want to change. And just, I find a lot of women sitting in that of like, I don't even know who I am because I've spent the last 15 years building a business or a family or both. And what do I really want? Like what really makes me happy? And so I think anxiety starts to really come up again. Our hormones are shifting even in your 40s, perimenopause can last up to a decade. So before you actually lose your cycles, you could be going through really ups and downs, a lot of hormonal shifts, estrogen going up and down. And so I think we had mentioned this before that it does mimic puberty in some ways, that there's just the hormones are kind of misfiring or, they're just up and down, our estrogen can be wildly high one day and 2 days later, very low. And that takes a toll on our emotions as well. And when you don't anticipate that and you've been living in stress anyway, it can really have a compounding effect on our emotional well-being and physical as well.
Yeah. And I also find that there's a little bit of a change in the body as well. And I think that that's something that's difficult for some women who are getting older to deal with as well.
Like our bodies can shift sometimes, in our 20s, a lot of things just come easier for our body, right? Our detox pathways are more open. We've had less exposure to toxins in our life. We've had less partying under our belt, whatever it is. But like by the time we reach our 40s, we have to be more intentional about our health. It's not that it's impossible to have a healthy body a body that you're in love with. A lot of times that's an inside job though, right? really working on your inward and self-love. But really when we focus on ways that we can support our body and understanding that in our 40s, we in 50s, it just requires more intentionality around protecting our muscle mass and our boundaries, setting up our boundaries and all of those things. It kind of comes to, it comes down to waking up to the fact that it's not a passive thing. Like we kind of have to work for what we want, and there are healthy ways to do that.
So just for purposes of this, I was just curious. So you look for the root cause of the symptoms. Can you give us a little bit of an idea how that process works?
Yeah. So if someone comes to me with fatigue, you know, it's not a matter of, well, let me just give you Ambien to help you sleep better at night. It's why aren't you sleeping? So that can come from all different areas. Is it stress? Is it racing thoughts? Is it poor sleep hygiene? Are you looking at scrolling on your phone before you go to bed? And then also it's taking a look at what does your life look like? What's your stress load? What are your adrenals doing throughout the day? What is your cortisol level? Because oftentimes when we have lived a life of, you know, just full throttle, which a lot of ambitious people do, they want to do all of the things, that can take a toll. And eventually that biofeedback from the adrenals can lower our cortisol levels. And so, you know, you can really feel fatigue all day long, and it's recognizing that and then learning ways that you can support your adrenal glands, ways that you can support yourself in managing stress better, ways that you can eat better to serve your body instead of filling it with, you know, toxic food, processed food that really stresses the body. So that's more of a root cause approach rather than giving you Ambien to say, well, hopefully you can sleep better. So that hopefully you have more energy, right?
Sort of the Band-Aid on you know, that really yes. is not the whole purpose of it. And you were speaking to, so there was a medicine that you became, you know, you learned more about. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
About the medicine? About what?
I think at the beginning you were saying that there was a medicine that you found that was amazing, and you went on to study it further.
Oh, functional medicine. Yeah. So that's just called functional medicine. And okay. It really, that's where I just dove into how can I really help people? And that's root cause. So when people hear functional medicine, sometimes they don't understand like what is functional medicine? And really it's just that, why are you tired? You know, just to say, oh, you're getting older, or you're just not sleeping great, and give you a pill for something isn't addressing the root cause. And so functional medicine really looks at the root cause of whatever your symptom may be.
Okay. And from there, once you know the root cause of this, so Do you prepare a program for them, or what would be your next step?
Yeah. So after a series of, you know, a questionnaire and kind of background on somebody, we can put the puzzle pieces together. And, you know, at that point we can look and see, I run lab work, not just blood work. So blood work can be one piece that I look at, but I also run cortisol tests, for instance, or I run hormone tests where we collect urine throughout the day. So you kind of get a rolling video of your estrogen, for instance, throughout the day. So it really gives us a better picture than just a snapshot of a blood draw in that moment of time. So once I have that data mixed with or combined with just their history of what's going on, their symptoms and just their background, then we can come up with protocols. And some of that's lifestyle, some of that's diet change, and some of that's supplements to support your body for a short period of time. Sometimes we need longer things like magnesium. Most people need magnesium long-term. So that's, yeah. And then I work together with them and helping them create new healthy habits that actually stick, because it's one thing to say, here's your prescription for this and, you know, eat better and sleep more. But, you know, it's hard to make habit changes sometimes. And so I work with my clients for a period of time to really help get those habits on track, sticking, and then also doing some of that inner work. You know, how did we get here? Why do you, if you're somebody who works all of the time, what are you making that mean about you? You know, it is somehow work where you're pulling in your self-worth. Sometimes not, but it's helpful to have those conversations to really learn more about why they're driven to do something. And how can they create boundaries, right? Because that really affects your physical health as well. Like, we're mind, body, spirit connected, right? We're not just one thing, and it's all connected. So I just take time to really get to the root of also why they got in this predicament in the first place.
So in this day and age with technology and everything, you do hear a lot more about burnout. Mm-hmm. So yes. I would imagine some of those clients that you have come to you and saying, you know, I'm just, where do I go from here? Because I hit it. And yeah. I didn't know where to go. And everyone's saying, oh, you're hitting burnout. Yeah, okay. I kind of figured that out.
Yeah.
But what do I do from here? You know?
Yeah. And burnout is now recognized, you know, as an actual medical diagnosis, because it is all encompassing, and burnout can come from the mental aspect of something, but, you know, because we're connected, oftentimes it will eventually affect your adrenals, for instance, and your cortisol production. You know, our minds are pretty basic when it comes to threats. So whether or not, you know, there's an actual threat, like we're about to, you know, be slammed into another vehicle, or it's just a deadline at work, or, you know, we're running late between appointments. I mean, all of those things tell the body the same, send the same signal. And so when you're chronically living in a state of near death, according to your brain, you know, our body has that fight or flight. And then it anticipates that it should go back down into a calm state, right? Sure. But when we've got the next deadline, or now we're late because we're late to here, and we're stressed out, and we got to make dinner and whatever, all of the things throughout the day, we live in this state, and eventually that biofeedback kind of dampens, and then you get burnout. You're just exhausted. The adrenals don't ever get exhausted. I mean, our body is amazing. It'll do all the things that we ask it to, but that biofeedback does get dampened because our body adapts. Well, this is our new state of being, so I guess I don't need to push out all this cortisol all of the time. And so then that shuts down. And then that's where you feel that burnout feeling of like, I can't even get out of bed. Yeah. I can't even think straight. I have brain fog. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm angry. I'm irritable.
And so should you have a client that comes to you like that? I would imagine there's different speeds, I guess I would say, at which they recover. Like, depending on how many years,
something like burnout or fatigue, it's a process. You didn't get there overnight, and you're not going to just bounce back after, you know, after a month of work. It can take years of consistent habits to make change. But that's where supplements come in to help support as well. So nourishing the body, nourishing the adrenals. Something that's important to understand for women, particularly who have not hit menopause, when we hit menopause, so on top of our kidneys, we have the adrenal gland, and the adrenal gland does multiple things, but we'll just talk about a few of the hormones, cortisol being one of them. But then DHEA is another, and that hormone downstream helps to create testosterone, estrogen, and all of that, right? So when we go through menopause, our ovaries are no longer putting out those hormones that they did before. So the adrenal glands are kind of like, yo, where did my coworker go? You know, I mean, you were doing all the production and now it's gone. So if you have been living a life of stress where that adrenal gland is also responsible for cortisol production, you can imagine when it's the only one left on site to produce any sort of hormone, because we still, even in menopause, we'll make a little bit of hormone from our adrenal glands. So if you've lived your past decade or two just burning the candle at both ends, that adrenal gland is really like, wow, this is a lot. And so you're going to feel more of the effects of menopause, more anxiety, more depression, more fatigue than you would have had you had some lifestyle in place to manage stress earlier on. Not to say that once you're in menopause, it's a lost cause. I'm just saying for those women who are in that stage, it's really important for us to take advantage of this opportunity to optimize our health now, so that in our next phase of life, we can go through that phase a bit easier.
Absolutely. And here's an interesting thought. How receptive are your clients to when you're helping them out? I mean, are there some that sit there and go, no, this is never going to work for me? Or like, what kind of personalities do you have? And maybe what would be the most difficult example of somebody that you tried to help or have helped that began that process?
Yeah. I think by the time people come to me, they're pretty much like, okay, I have tried other things. I really value my energy and I have none. Most people, now I will say, you know, I have had some clients that just don't, you know, they don't make their appointments. They don't stick to what it is. And that's where I kind of try to meet them where they are. And what is it that's not working for you? Because we can certainly adjust things. You know, my goal is always to help you get to your next level in health and in your life. And so, just meeting them where they are. There's some that want everything listed out and that, you know, they just love to check off boxes. Like, okay, I did this today and this today and this today. And then others are like, oh my God, this is just one more thing. And so it's always addressing like, well, why is this one more thing? Why are you not managing your time and putting yourself first? And so sometimes it's going back to the drawing board of like, okay, the way you're responding to improving your health is exactly why you're where you're at. Like, we need to really talk about boundaries and self-love and your purpose and your why and what you want to accomplish in your life and what your health actually means. So kind of bringing them back and meeting them where they are and bringing them back to their intent to begin with for reaching out to me.
I would think that's difficult for them too, because certain personalities. I think that mine is one of them where pulling out of it, but there were days where, you know, you have your accountability, you're pretty well almost like accountability partner, and they'll contact you. You don't want to pick up the phone. You don't want to talk to anybody. And yet you want to proceed with getting better, but there's that hiccup of, you know, hiding away from it all. How would you deal with somebody like that? Like I was, and sometimes still am, I still have my moments every now and again.
Yeah. I think it's just always, you know, creating a space of, this is a safe place. This is here to help you. So it's not about pressure. It's not about judgment, you know, but I know that you want to feel better. So I'm here for you. How can I help you get out of this funk? So it's just kind of all in communication. And I think what everybody wants to know is that they're not being forced into something, or they're not, you know, that pressure or being judged, right? Even if you screwed up and you haven't been sticking to what we've been talking about for your lifestyle, that's okay. Let's start over again. There's no judgment, right? And so I think for me, it's just always creating a space that feels safe for people to be who they really are. Despite, you know, we're all human. We all say we want to do something and yet we don't, right? Like we want it, but we don't want to do the work. And I get it. I completely understand. It's lifestyle change and habit change. There's resistance to it sometimes. And so just meeting people where they are and working through that.
I like that. A place of acceptance and understanding. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Because they feel, I when you were saying not being judged, I think a lot of overachievers, that's one of their biggest fears too. And they judge themselves even worse than the other people and perceive other people judging them equally the same way, which is not the truth.
Yeah, it's true. And high achievers, we are the hardest on ourselves and we project. So when we are dealing with something on the inside, like a lot of self-judgment, a lot of self-criticism, we project it. And so we choose to try to see it on through other people, right? And so oftentimes when we're projecting something, it's like, that's really inside of themselves. And so kind of calling people out on that, like, this is a no judgment zone. Like, we're a team to kind of help you work through this. And oftentimes if you feel a block, if you feel resistance to something, that's a trigger. Like, this is what I get to walk through because there's so much freedom on the other side. And always asking yourself, why don't I want to answer the phone? What is it? What is it within me that I don't want to answer that? And when we start to get the courage to face that and answer that to ourselves and push through it, there's so much freedom on the other side of that. There's so much help on the other side. There's so much, just freedom of not hanging on to the anxiety or the self-judgment.
Yeah, pushing through it. Quite often very much easier said than done, but it's
very much so. It's a practice. And the first level of anything is just awareness. So even if you can't do it right away, it's just being aware of like, I have the option to question myself and ask myself, why do I not want to pick up the phone when she's calling or answer that text? It's just the awareness. And once we get comfortable with that awareness, then we can kind of start to move into action around it.
Love it. And so with your online practice, you were saying it's a lot easier. You can reach a lot more people with that.
Yeah.
Is that where you set up? Are there programs that you have online as well for people who are just like interested in what you are offering?
So
if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, currently right now, I work mostly one-on-one. So it's a 6-month container where we go through, you know, very in-depth functional lab work, so that we have answers. And 6 months of working together for you to really create habit change. So I like to see my clients at least every other week on a Zoom call for, 45 minutes or so, just to check in, how are things going? And oftentimes it's also just texting back and forth of how things are working and going. But there's a point of contact for about 6 months. This year though, I'm stepping into some group programs. And so I'm excited to bring that in because the power of community is amazing, right? When you know that you're not alone in your symptoms, you know you're not alone in the mindset, you know you're not alone in your struggles, it can really help you feel more at ease with the change and feel like, okay, great, I'm not crazy. It's not just me. Nope, we're all in the same boat. And so I'm starting group programs where we get together and we learn. I teach about different ways, gut health, for instance, dive really deep into that, ways to heal your gut, supplemental suggestions. So I kind of have some two options right now currently to work and help people.
Beautiful. And part of the reason why I really, again, we were talking about the midlife, but also I know that even people like I struggled through bulimia for 30 years. I was an overachiever, and so on and so forth. And with these stresses, and I really want to be able to have our listeners have options on where to go. And some people are not comfortable going into a group where there's other bulimics. Right. They don't even want to say it at that time. You know, eventually give them enough room to trust you. And then they'll, you know, they could say, Krista, I have this issue too that I need to work with. Because the overachieving, the expectations placed upon themselves is a part of the eating disorder. You know,
100%.
So this is why I was really, really super happy that you accepted to be on here to be able to give our listeners another opportunity, the women who, you know, don't hide away, but if you're going to still reach out for help and find the way that's best for you, where you're most comfortable. And I loved that you were saying, find the root symptoms. It's so important for people struggling with bulimia. Some of them deny it. Oh no, it's just something. It's a lifestyle. You know, I'm going to live with it for the rest of my life. It's not just a lifestyle. There's something beyond that that's causing it.
100%. And the thing is we can heal. We can heal psychologically. We can heal physically. We are resilient beings, right? And a lot of times it just takes finding the person that you really resonate with, somebody that you really connect with to be open and honest. And, you know, one of my values is just authenticity, right? Like let's just get down to it. Like you just tell me and, you know, no judgment around, we all come from something, you know, and I myself am a high achiever and I get it. That comes out in different ways for everyone. And we are worst enemies sometimes when it comes to really just, it's like we say things to ourselves that we would never say to our child or to somebody that we love. Right. And, one practice that I give my clients sometimes is to honestly find a picture of yourself before you were 7 years old and really look into her eyes. And I mean, the tears will come up and just love on her because it really helps us I have so many hopes and dreams for this little person, right? And here you are, and you get to step into that. And so that's a practice I'll have some of my clients do to tap into that self-love and like to recognize you are worth it. You know, you're really worthy of the life that and the desires that you have, and your ambition is amazing. You just have to focus it in a right way and in a loving way to yourself along the way.
Absolutely. It's interesting you say that because I have a daughter and she looks very much like me. Not today. If you told her that, she'd go, Mom, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm not going to look as old as you when I'm your age. Love it. I don't mind the honesty. But growing up and our pictures of before like 7, I showed her one of me and she thought it was her. And so it was very interesting how it opened my eyes, saying I was so protective of her. I was so caring. And yet, you know, again, going back there, going, that's your child. You were that child at one time, maybe not personality, but that age.
Yeah.
And that was a real eye opener for me. And somebody said, what would you tell? And I even get teary eyed when I say this.
Yeah.
What would you tell the younger Lorianne?
Yeah.
And I would say, we went through a lot of tough times, but we made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I see that emotion there, and it's totally fine. It's I get the same way, because we are so valuable, and yet you can't change our worth no matter what. You can't take it away and you can't add to it. So what does that mean? If you accomplish all of the things, it doesn't make you any more worthy than you are right now, just like you can't take your worth away. And that's hard for us to really conceptualize, but it's a process. And again, it's just being aware and reminding yourself of that, having photos of yourself, having moments where you really start to tap into self-love, because our cells feel everything, right? Like when we're holding on to all of that, I'm not good enough, we start to feel it in our body. We age more, we develop cancers, we are exhausted, you know, we have anxiety. It's not that it just doesn't go anywhere, it's energy, right? Yeah. And so I love blending in that work. In fact, all of my clients, I have them take the Enneagram personality tests, because it helps me immediately understand a lot about them when I get those results. Because looking at that, I can already tell, okay, we're probably dealing with no boundaries, or we're dealing with a workaholic, or we're dealing with, you know, the one that, like me, I'm all over the place. I've got, you know, I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. So it's like, I want to do this and that and this and that. How do we rein that in? Because we are all needed. All of our personalities are beautiful, but there's an unhealthy way to be in our personality, and then there's a healthy way.
Absolutely.
And that really affects all aspects of our health and our life.
Beautiful. Just to finish that off, you were saying about how people stay with my parents right now. And my mother says, oh, I'm so stupid. I said, stop saying that. And she says it now and again. And I bug her every time, go, mom. And
yes.
She goes, yeah, but I know where it's coming from. It's coming from me. I'm going, yeah, but your brain is telling you that.
Yes. And our words are so powerful. Our words are so powerful. And yeah, again, it's just that awareness. And you've got some awareness around it. Like, oh, don't say that, you know, and even to yourself, like, I'm not going to say that to myself. You know what? No.
That's great. And the awareness is where it starts. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Can you just let our listeners know where they can find you?
Yes. So I'm most active on social media. So on Instagram and Facebook, I'm Krista Elza on both of those. So just my first and last name together. That's the best place to reach me. I do have a website. It's elive-health.com. But communicating with me directly through Instagram, Facebook is the best way. And yeah, I'm happy to set up free calls with people to just see where they're at, and so that they have an understanding of ways that I work with them and how I can help.
Beautiful. Thanks again for being here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Lorianne. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to visit me at bleepbulimia.com.